Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Welcome back to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. Leanne is out on a special assignment. Wish her the best of luck with that. She's doing some stuff down in Florida this week, and she couldn't get away. So,
is there a hurricane?
No, not yet, but that'll be coming. Okay. That'll be coming.
I thought I heard one named or something recently, but
Beryl. I have relatives that live in Houston, and I think Beryl was like 3 weeks ago, and a lot of people still don't have power. I saw the power commissioner or utilities commissioner, whatever the title is, down there coming out and saying, "Hey, leave my crews alone."
Yeah,
they can't even take a break and go to the bathroom and eat their ham sandwich, you know. People are harassing them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to pick up on something you said. Were those check cashing places? They got in trouble. That a lot of them did because they were charging like upwards of anywhere from 10% to 30%, depending on their location, to cash the check. And you know, there are systems that you can run a check through. I don't even know if they use them anymore because very few people like pay with checks when they go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
There's always a few older ladies that do that when you're in a hurry, you know, got to get the cold beer out the door, predatory lending is under those.
Oh,
laws.
Yes.
So they got, and then it was funny. They found out that, a number of our prominent, political and social leaders in the country had investments in those predatory lending companies. So,
are we surprised?
No.
Are we shocked?
Oh, no. That would, shocking would be if, you know, the mainstream and legacy media ever went back to actually kind of Cronkite and Howard K. Smith type journalism. But hell, that ain't going to happen either.
So, nope.
What can, you know, a lot of people these days, I am not one of them, but look to the government for answers. I don't think the government can give answers like in commodities. Look at over the years, there's always been price controls on milk, you know, and that was a sweet deal for a lot of the dairy farmers, especially up in Wisconsin and Minnesota and the upper Midwest stuff, you know, like that. But it looks to me like that came back to bite them too in the long run.
It does. It always does. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't. So I don't think there's an answer there with those guys.
Well,
if you've ever talked to one of them, shit, they don't know what day it is.
No, we're trying too hard to make them part of our business, and we need to make them less part of our business. But they're playing hardball, trying to get in more and more all the time. They're now. Used to be 40 years ago when I was a kid, a cattleman never participated in anything with the government program. A rancher, or not a rancher, a farmer did. Farmer, one day my banker said, "You know a farmer when you see him, right? Because his hat's all bent up from sticking his head in the mailbox looking for his next government check." But a rancher now, they've created a couple new things that, boy, that my dad's just jumped right in the middle of them. One of them is a rainfall insurance. So I can basically bet that it's not going to rain and pay a premium. And then they come around and everybody and their mother sells it. And so then you sit around and you watch it not rain and you get paid a check and you go, "Oh, I got paid a check. Look," but what you don't realize is it didn't rain and your grass is going to be not supposed to be not as good because of that. Right.
Right.
So, but and then there's another thing called LRP, and I can't tell you what it stands for, but basically it's the opportunity to buy puts on a futures board at a subsidized rate to help you offset future risk on your calves. It's a cost, cattlemen are all farmers are cost averse, right? They don't want to spend any more money than they have to on anything. We're going to straighten nails. We're going to straighten steel posts. We're going to pull, you can't pull wire out of the ground because the ground eats it. But yeah,
Yeah.
and so protection, future protection, insurance against a loss in the future was still seen as a cost. It wasn't really protection. So they didn't know, they didn't participate in that game. So the government got involved with subsidizing that process and trying to get more people to use the futures to protect their cattle that they have invested in that are standing on the ground. Whether that's a big thing or not, I don't know. We did it one time. It was complicated and convoluted and so
Wasn't that kind of like the old CRP in a way? The
no, now
set.
CRP is different. CRP is a farming, far back to the farmer.
Right.
But CRP was about CRP. I don't know. I shouldn't spread story, but this is after hours, right? So CRP was, we had a huge year back when I was a kid. We had a huge year of wheat, and wheat was grown everywhere. And oh my God, the price was, and the government subsidizes the wheat, has been
Right.
subsidizing the price of wheat to the farmer for a lot. Well, I should remember what I learned in college 100 years ago. But anyway, they set a floor, right? So then the wheat farmer, he sets a floor. Well, he goes crazy. He grows too much wheat. So they go, well, gosh, we can't have this happen. So let's control the amount of wheat in the world, and let's create conservation reserve, and let's pay the farmer to not to farm. Well, then I heard something not just a couple of years ago, I guess, and I suppose if I was a historian, I'd look it up, that the U.S. cut the world supply of wheat down, raised the price worldwide, and Argentina ran out and tripled their capacity and flooded the market anyway, and got ended up with all the money. So yeah, it's just farming. Farming, that's what farming does. They
Well,
just
that in the Ukrainians. Ukrainians was always called the breadbasket of Ukraine was called the
yes.
breadbasket of Europe. And we would buy stuff from Ukraine and they would buy stuff from us, but they basically kept Europe and the Western Asian countries and Russia fed, you
Yeah,
know,
I don't.
because
Yeah. Years ago, I knew some guys in the potato business here, and they were over there growing potatoes. I don't think Ukraine is Ukrainian.
No.
I think it's a US, I think it's just US subsidy, sub, not subsidy, sub companies. You know what I mean? These
Yeah.
big corporate companies.
They're subcontracting, so to speak, over
Yeah,
there.
I think
Yeah.
that's what's going on.
Yeah.
I
'Cause I
think.
remember on the CRP, knowing some farmers and ranchers that they, in fact, I talked to a lady who used to be my banker, and then she retired from banking, and then they bought a ranch way over in eastern, way in southeastern Oregon.
Yeah.
And she said, well, we got on that CRP program. We basically took it over from the people we bought it ranch
Yep.
from. And I said,
Yep.
okay. She goes,
CRP made the payments.
we made the branch payments and paid the taxes with
Yep.
CRP.
Yep.
And then they put in like eight pivots for alfalfa. And they did pretty good with that. Plus, they had
Yep.
cattle, but
Yep.
like that. And unfortunately, husband ran off and joined the circus, and they ended up selling that ranch. But that's a whole different story. But
Happens too.
that happens a lot. But you know,
Yep.
you just I'm standing there and I'm looking at all this crested wheat and stuff, and I go, this stuff is shitty, you know?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
they go, but it's money.
Yeah.
You don't understand. It's money
Yeah.
to us, you
Yeah.
know. So I got some
Yep.
education. Okay, here's a fun question for you. Now you have to do this in reverse, but all those no, and all those ribs behind you, which one would you want to take home? Point to one. I know which one I want, but you tell me.
Well, I'm okay.
Because I've been looking at them for an hour now.
Yeah. I'm okay with any of these here that have laid here a little while. Those would be good. This black one's, there's just so much waste by the time you trimmed it down. But if it's just for me, see, now I got an empty nest now. It's just me and Gabrielle. And then my son was eating my leftovers at lunch today when I was there. But anyhow, I wouldn't mind trying this one, you know. But there's a T-bone back there. And there's yeah, just let it lay there and dry a little bit. Oh, there's one down here. Look at this one right down here. This is probably aged plenty right there. Yep. And not much shrink to it. And I
was looking at that one, and then where the black one was up above what is your right shoulder, come down one row.
Yeah.
No, right down, out here. Not across. Down.
Oh, here?
Yeah, now go one over.
Oh, here.
That one.
Okay.
I would take that one and the one that's on the bottom rack behind you. On the
That's a good looking one too. Let's see what else is back here.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a couple there, you know. They let us in that room to do any damage.
When he assembled this room, he's got some boards. They had another room that they had for years, and he brought some boards in out of that room so it would bring the funk of the smell with it. So he's got those over on that wall, and then he's got a big wall of salt blocks. And we asked him, what's the salt blocks? He said, I don't know, but it looks pretty, doesn't it? So and then over here in the front of me, actually this other direction, there's some pork, there's some ducks hanging in this room.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of craziness going on.
Yeah. I've been in a couple dry age rooms and the smell is incredible.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
The smell is absolutely incredible. But again, to me, it's mostly marketing in my,
it is.
But I do think it's kind of sharp to grind up the bellies and put them in the grind. Put them in the hamburger stuff to get that little kick, if you will.
I guess as long as not too much green stuff grows on the outside.
Yeah, well, they probably,
which is supposed to be what your lights and your humidity and all that does. And I guess
years ago there was a TV show, and Leonard Nimoy, Spock, played Frank James in it. Okay, and he was telling some young guy, he said, this is what we used to eat when we were on the trail. And it was basically a combination of grains and some fruit and stuff. And I think they put some sorghum in it or something. And that kind of, and the guy pulls it out. I'll never forget this. He pulls it out of the saddlebag and he goes, oh, you just knocked that green stuff. Oh, he didn't say shit, but he said, you just knocked that green stuff off of it. And then eat it like that. And the guy took a bite of it and he goes, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have taken a bite of it.
Yeah.
And I've eaten a lot of weird stuff in my life, but I wouldn't have done that. Sorry.
I know. All that pre-refrigeration. We ate a lot of this stuff pre-refrigeration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, that was different than it is today. And
Well, we had at my grandfather's place, they had an ice house. And when they slaughtered a pig or they did a lot of lambs, they only raised half a dozen steers a year, but they raised a lot of sheep. They were farmers. And you would go in there and there'd be these sawdust and big blocks of ice. And that's how they kept them cool all year long. Because once a week or whatever, the ice truck would come by and they had those big tongs and they'd pack in 3, 4, 5 blocks of that stuff. And the sawdust kind of insulated it.
Wow.
And I remember that they tore it down shortly after my grandfather died. And that was a long time ago. I was about 6.
We got a building out here on the ranch that has sawdust walls in it that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we've come a long way in that. Aspect of it. Now if we could just get the markets under control, we'd have a whip.
I know it.
What's your favorite cut? I've asked you this before, but now because you've got access to everything on the beach.
Yeah.
From oxygen.
Yeah. Well, sort of. We work at it, but yeah. I think just regular everyday culottes awful good. You know, it's a good piece. It's a picana and it's pretty popular. And I was at the, again, with this food, with this store down in Astoria, and they said, yeah, we put picana on it. It's gone. You know, everybody loves that. So, and then we came home here the other night. Gabrielle says, cook something. I want leftovers. So that's what my son was eating today. Was I cooked some outside skirts up. Now, outside skirts are like you talked about before, were just credit items before, just get them gone. Yep. They were $3.50 a pound. Today, I get $11, $12 for them, and that's a 50% yield, so that's a $25 wholesale cost. It's crazy, but it is delicious. And I turned my Traeger up on high, and I laid it on there and closed the lid. And when I thought about opening the lid, I left it down for another 2 minutes. And then I opened it up, turned them over, and left them there. Just they are absolutely god-awful delicious.
You know,
I call that crack. You know, that is beef crack.
I took one of those at Painted Hills the other day, thawed it out. I stripped it out. I put it in a wok. And I just used some salt, pepper, and garlic. And just about the time I was starting to mix it up, I dumped some mushrooms in there because I love mushrooms and a little red pepper. And I served it over some mashed potatoes and it was just heaven.
Yeah.
Just heaven. There's no recipe. So don't bug me about the recipe.
You just gave the recipe. I heard it.
I just told you how to do it. You know, but no, there's no, you know, eighth of a tablespoon of something.
But that's the way I did it.
And we love that. I mean, I've done that a number of times and my wife just loves it when I do that. That's so tender and juicy, and that I don't make a gravy or anything else. Just put it on the mashed potatoes and it's a meal in itself, man. Yep. It is really good. Anyway, well, Will, thank you. I appreciate it as always. Where can people find out more about Painted Hills? I should have asked you this in the regular show, but I talk about it every show. So.
Yeah, well, you just Google us, but it's paintedhillsbeef.com or natural-beef.com because we were older than the internet, right? Or we are older than the internet. But paintedhillsbeef.com, go there. You'll see lots of good stuff. We're trying to enhance our online sales all the time. It's kind of a bumpy start we're in, but that's a good thing. That's a good movement. I think we're trying to get to the people that way without the retailer needing their 30%, really. I mean, or use it a different direction. So that's good. And then kick around Gabrielle, you know, is my wife. She's doing all our promotional stuff. She stuck her nose in here a minute ago to make sure she got me on Instagram. There you go. See, Instagram, talking to you on the walkie talkie here. So so it just look for us. We're working at being out there. So, and you have any questions, just reach out to me and ask and say, hey, and you can ask me about other people's stuff. I don't care. I like to talk.
Yep. I know that for a fact. Anyway, well, thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening to After Hours. We'll be back next week, like I said, with Megan from Burnt Fingers. Till then, remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it. And let's try to be kind to one another if we can. That's probably the most philosophical I'll ever get, but I think it's a good thing. Take care, everybody.
Absolutely.